Crop insurance is important for U.S. cotton producers. However, crop insurance does not provide adequate protection for multi-year price declines. In addition, it does not adequately compensate producers for quality losses. In 2015, cotton acreage was down about 20%. That's the lowest area we've had in the United States since 1983. As a result, we are seeing a reduction in the number of gins and cotton warehouses, and the ripple effect of declining cotton production can be felt in rural economies throughout the 17 cotton producing states. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to explain the issues affecting U.S. cotton and its position in the global market.
A major issue is the lower price coupled with higher production costs. If input prices were the same as 5 or 10 years ago, producers would not be under financial distress. Prices are currently 20 to 20% lower than in 2013, but production costs have continued to increase. Average crop returns are not meeting the cost of production unless a producer has above average yields.
Along with low prices, several other macroeconomic issues are affecting the cotton industry.
The U.S. cotton industry relies heavily on export markets, and this year exports are down significantly due to lower exports to China, the strength of the U.S. dollar, the Turkey anti-dumping investigation, competition from India, and competition for man-made fibers. Support for cotton under Title I programs was eliminated in the 2014 Farm Bill due to the WTO Brazil case. This led to more reliance on risk management programs, and new products were established to improve risk management coverage, such as stacks and yield exclusion.
However, crop insurance was never designed to cover the type of losses currently facing cotton producers, according to Dr. Campici.
Low futures prices also limit the coverage of crop insurance products. We are currently in a much different situation than we were when the Farm Bill debate began. Prices are much lower in part due to policies in China.